I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember with Explorations in VOA Special English. Today we tell about hip-hop music with a message.
Hip-hop music started in the South Bronx area of New York City in the early 1970s among young African Americans and Latino Americans. People would gather in the streets singing and dancing to hip-hop. It was a place for people to sing about social injustices as well as what was happening on the streets. Some of the world's greatest hip-hop singers started this way. Now, hip-hop is popular worldwide. It is often used to express social and political issues. Some people call these musicians socially conscious hip-hop artists.
There are four main parts of hip-hop. MCing is singing words, or what is called rapping. DJing is using records to produce special sounds. Graffiti is writing messages on outdoor surfaces. And breakdancing is a special kind of dance. Today we tell about how performers in several countries use rapping to spread messages. Rapping could be described as speaking or singing words at a fast speed over music with quick beats. Some reports say rapping came from the West African tradition of griots. These storytellers would quickly tell a story while someone played music.
Hip-hop beats were made when a DJ used two records to create a special measured sound. Sometimes the DJ would move one record while holding the other one down. Other times he would move both records at the same time, producing a quick measured beat. This is called scratching. DJs do this using a turntable. Today, the turntable may be replaced by music that is produced on computers. Here is part of the song Beat Street by the famous scratcher and DJ Grandmaster Flash.
Beat Street, the king of the beat. You see him rocking that beat from across the street. And Beat Street is a lesson too, because you can't let the streets beat you. Can express 1,000 words to describe all the beauty of life you give. And if the world was yours to do over, I know you'd paint a better place to live, where the colors would swirl and the boys and girls can grow in peace and harmony, and where murals stand on walls so grand as far as the eyes are able to see. Ha, I never knew art till I saw your face, and there'll never be one to take your place, cause each and every time you touch a spray paint can, Michelangelo's soul controls your hands. Then serenades of blue and red, and the beauty of the rainbow fills your head. Crescendo colors playing tune. Man, why oh why you'd have to die so soon?
The Sugar Hill Gang was one of the first groups to perform hip-hop. In the late 1970s, music producer Sylvia Robinson realized that hip-hop was becoming a popular part of street celebrations. She decided to find three MCs in her neighborhood in Englewood, New Jersey, and have them sing together. The men called themselves Wonder Mike, Big Bank Hank, and Master G. They went on to sing one of America's favorite songs of 1979, Rapper's Delight. Rapper's Delight was not one of hip-hop's first songs, but it made hip-hop popular in the United States and around the world.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4? Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip-hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip-hop, but you don't stop rocking. boogie to the bang bang, the boogie, say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skiddle bee bop, we rock a Scooby Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause you rock and roll with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba to the boogie bang bang, the boogie to the beat.
Eric B. and Rakim was another American group that changed the sound of hip-hop. In 1986, 16-year-old Rakim started to work with the New York City music producer Eric B. Rakim added different beats to the music and began using poetic words to spread his message. The two musicians produced 4 CDs together. As an individual musician, Rakim created 4 other CDs. One song that made the two famous is Eric B. is President. Many international, socially conscious hip-hop artists say they became interested in hip-hop when they heard Rakim.
I came in the door, I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back. I'm looking for the line, taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains a fine, all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just press one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make a clap to this.
There are a huge number of hip-hop artists and rappers in the United States. Immortal Technique is a popular artist who has ignored requests to sign up with large companies to produce his music. Immortal Technique was born in Lima, Peru, but his family moved to the Harlem area of New York City to escape conflicts in their country. Immortal Technique is considered a political activist. Many of his songs are about politics, poverty, religion, social class, and racism. One song that became popular among young people around the world is The Fourth Branch.
They want to rearrange the whole point of view of the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government wants to settle. A bandana full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Read about the history of the place that we live in and stop letting corporate news tell lies to your children.
Hip-hop has influenced artists around the world. For example, Didye Awadi is considered the father of African hip-hop. Awadi is a Senegalese musician who created the band called Positive Black Soul in 1989. He started a music center called Studio Sankara. Awadi's songs are about politics, social rights, and fair elections in Senegal and other African countries. In 2007, he produced an album that mixes the speeches of African leaders with African MCs. The album is called African Presidents. The album aims to bring young MCs from Africa together to explore their history and unite for a better future. Awadi also has an album called Another World Is Possible. In the song J'accuse, he accuses all the powers and forces that have interfered with the development of Africa.
J'accuse aussi Si la France des responsabilités devant l'histoire, trop de coups d'état en Afrique sont commandités par eux dans le noir. Aux Comores, au Dahomey, au Congo, au Rwanda, je m'arrête là. Mais la France fait trop de dégâts, c'est pour ça que j'accuse Giscard d'être un complice de Bokassa. Bokassa paye sa dette, Giscard est libre, et pourquoi ça? Je dis que la France est très ingrate quand elle parle de visa. Quand nos pères sont partis mourir pour elle, il n'y avait pas de visa.
Emmanuel Jal is an African hip-hop artist who has become a well-known activist and musician around the world. Jal believes he survived violence to spread a message of peace and forgiveness. At the age of 6 or 7 years old, Emmanuel became a soldier for the Sudan People's Liberation Army. He was made to carry a gun that was taller than he was. For almost 5 years, he fought in wars in Ethiopia and Sudan. A British aid worker, Emma McCune, rescued him and took him to Nairobi, Kenya. She legally made him her son, but Ms. McCune died soon after in an automobile accident. To help him recover from what he experienced as a child, Emmanuel Jal began singing. When he was in school in Kenya, he fell in love with hip-hop. He believed the music was an easy and effective way to spread his message. His first CD was Gua, which means peace in the newer language of Sudan. The CD made him famous. His second album, War Child, is about his experiences as a child soldier in Sudan, how he changed, and how he wants to make a difference. Emmanuel Jal started an aid organization called Gua Africa. He performs around the world to raise money for the organization. Here is part of the song, War Child.
I believe I've survived for a reason to tell my story to touch life. All people struggling down there. Storms only come for a while, then after a while, they'll be gone. Bless, bless. My father was working for the government as a policeman. Few years later, I heard he joined a rebel movement that was formed to fight for freedom. I didn't understand the politics behind all this because I was only a child. After a while, I saw the tension rising high between the Christian and the Muslim regime. We lost our possession. My mother's mother suffered depression. And because of this, I was forced to be a war child.
Hip-hop has no borders. In the Philippines, people started listening to it in the early 1980s. One hip-hop artist, Francis Durango Magalona, also known as Francis M, made this music even more popular in the Philippines. Many of the songs in his first 2 albums were about political and cultural problems during the 1990s. For example, in his second CD, Rap is Francis M., the song Halalan is about political insecurity in the Philippines. Other songs were about the illegal drug problem. Francis M. became known as the leading socially conscious artist in the Philippines. But in March of 2009, he died from the disease leukemia. Other artists around the world are spreading their own messages through hip-hop music.
This program was written by Kim Varzi and produced by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Join us again next week for Explorations in VOA Special English.
I I lost my father and mother in this battle. My brothers too perish in this struggle. All my life I've been hiding in the jungle. The pain I'm carrying is too much to handle. Who's there please to light up my candle? Is there anyone to hear my cry? Here I am, pale and dry. Born a leader's when I wonder why. Now I thought I could have wanna die. I couldn't move to when I care. Our shame is everywhere. In our pain, what wanna gain? Wanna pray to maintain. Wanna pray to maintain. Wanna pray to maintain.